Dynamic pricing is coming to every product. Artificial intelligence is now brewing your beer. And why is every company in the world talking about AI? This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the most interesting stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who like to keep themselves informed and educated about the latest developments from around the world. I'm Miles Dillon, and I believe that AI is going to have a positive impact on our lives, but those people who continually learn and adapt to the changes it brings will be the ones who benefit the most. Let's get into it for this week. Researchers in Belgium used AI to improve the taste of the country's world-famous beers, finding that even small changes in the brew's molecular structure could affect its aroma. Professor Kevin Vestrepen from KU Leuven University leads this research project and is aimed at understanding the complex aroma perception in humans' tongues and noses. Now, humans, when they're born, the children, have around 10,000 different taste buds or taste perceptors on their tongues. And as you age, it starts reducing to around 2,000. So that means children, you know, when they say they're not enjoying some food, it might be because they're actually tasting stuff that we can't taste anymore. But 80% of your perception of taste comes from your smell. Now, these kind of calculations to do with the taste of a beer, it's very, very difficult to do across the board of ages. Now, if you are 18 and you're tasting a beer, I don't know if you remember when you first had your first beer. Well, I don't remember how old I was, but it is a different flavor to now when I'm in my 30s. And that kind of calculation about the taste and the flavor of a beer is very, very difficult for a beer taster to understand and be able to grade and then affect the brew of the beer based on his age. So if he's a 60-year-old beer taster, it's very difficult for him to understand how that tastes to an 18, 19, 20-year-old. Now, this is artificial intelligence comes in, and they've used AI learning models to look at data based on people's perceptions of the taste of the beer and then affect and change the recipe that they're using to brew that beer. Now, since they've been using this AI model over the last 3 years, there's a tasting panel that rates these beers on over 50 different attributes of flavor and profile, taste, fizz, a load of different things. And that data they've used and the beers that have been changed by AI have actually rated better on those tasting panels over the last 3 years. And that's pretty cool. And what they're really emphasizing is that the brewer is still completely responsible for actualizing these changes through the recipes and the brewing methods. But pretty cool, pretty interesting. And I wonder whether there'll be some AI completely made up recipes for beers coming up in the next few years. The price of your burger at McDonald's or Wendy's in this example. Wendy's is a company, it's a burger place. We have a few of them in the UK if you're here, but Wendy's is massive in the US. The CEO, Kirk Tanner, announced plans to implement dynamic pricing as part of the company's strategy to increase margin opportunities. Now, dynamic pricing, you'll probably be aware of this, happens in a lot of industries like airlines. The price of your air flight might go up and down depending on the demand and the time of year, or on Uber ride sharing apps. There's like rush pricing where it's like on New Year's Eve, you cannot get a taxi because there's just no taxis around. But on Uber, you normally can get a taxi. It's just the price is like much higher than it was a few days ago. Or you might notice that on Uber, you get a ride to somebody's house early in the afternoon or to the town, but on the way back, it's much more expensive. That's because there's much more demand to get taxis home from the night out. So that's dynamic pricing, that's what that is. But the decision at Wendy's generated a huge, huge wave of criticism from consumers who've been arguing that dynamic pricing for food, which is a non-discretionary category, may unfairly disadvantage lower income families. And following this controversy, Wendy clarified their intentions, saying that their focus is on advantaging customers by using digital menu boards to not to raise prices, but actually to reduce prices based on demand spikes. So this was kind of, you know, people are going crazy about this and saying this is so unfair, it's not allowed. But during an earnings call, you know, a company earnings call, Tanner did then emphasize the company is investing in digital menus and using AI to increase profits through price changes and suggestive selling. Now, this is kind of coming, I think. It happens in so many industries, hotels, like I said, airlines, ride sharing, entertainment and events like tickets for music festivals and gigs, that goes up and down, travel, accommodation, you know, hotels, that goes up and down, theme parks, online advertising, utility, there's, you know, prices can go up and down for your electricity based on the demand. Like at night, they do that thing where you can have your electricity is cheaper, and food delivery services. It's not like a new thing, dynamic pricing, but I think When companies say they're using AI to dynamically price things, it just freaks people out. I think that this is coming for a lot of industries, like in grocery stores, in shopping. I think that there'll be cheaper prices at Sainsbury's if you're shopping in the middle of the day. I think that is going to be coming soon. What else is going to be happening? Home services like cleaning, if you're having cleaning done in the evenings, for example, because no one gets a cleaner at their house in the evening because they're home from work. But I think there will be a time when dynamic pricing comes for cleaning in the evening, especially if that's done by robots. Petrol stations, beauty and cosmetics. I think there is a lot of stuff that dynamic pricing is coming to. And I don't feel like it's necessarily a terrible thing, because we do benefit from dynamic pricing when it's airline flights. Obviously, you can complain that it's hard to get a flight to New York at Christmas time because everybody's flying there. But if you have to fly there, you choose to fly at Christmas time and pay that high price. But you do also hear people saying, oh my gosh, I got such cheap flights to New York or to this place. That's because you're going at a time of year when the demand is much lower. So I actually think that for me, if I don't often eat these Wendy Burger things, but we do go to Five Guys sometimes with the kids. And if there was a time where it was like, you know, a burger is £8 at this time or it's £4 at this time, I would probably sometimes think, guys, let's not go now because it's so expensive now. Let's go at the time when we can look at the app and it says the demand is low, because you can already do that on Google Maps. It says this place is busy right now. I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you're looking at a business. And then we'll go at the time when it's a bit cheaper. I mean, don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. I think people just freak out when there's this overarching looking AI knowing what you're doing and where you're going. And that freaks people out. But dynamic pricing on your burger and your milkshake is coming very soon. AI washing is a phrase that the SEC chair, Gary Gensler, the SEC is like the financial regulation body in America, the Securities and Exchange Commission is what it stands for. He's coined the term AI washing, likening it to the deceptive practices seen in the greenwashing, is the kind of phrase that they're relating it to. Greenwashing is when someone says, or a company says, zero emissions company. You might see that on a sort of a delivery van in front of you when you're in traffic, and it says zero emissions vehicle. And I don't know if that's even totally true. Have they charged that vehicle completely off solar? And have they used any cobalt dug out from a mine in the Congo? And did they ship that cobalt by freighter using oil? I don't know. So the greenwashing is a phrase that companies, when they're actually just using the green environmental agenda to kind of look like a better company. Now, AI washing is the same phrase. And it does seem like at the moment, there are all these companies everywhere that are using AI. You go on any company's website and they've got some AI bot, or they're using AI to improve their service for you. And even Xero, my accounting software, is now saying, we're using AI to help you manage your invoices better. And I'm like, man, every single company is using AI now as a sort of buzzword. And the SEC has actually fined two companies in America now. One company called, it's an investment advisor called Delphia, claimed it used AI to predict upcoming companies and trends when it didn't at all have those capabilities in any way. And they got fined $225,000. I don't think that sounds like very much. But there's also a San Francisco Bay Area company called Global Predictions, falsely claiming. Now, this is a company that actually sells data to other companies to let them know what the future is going to be in their industry. So in the food industry, aeronautical industry, and they're called Global Predictions. And they falsely claimed that they were the first regulated AI prediction company, and it offered AI-driven forecasts, and it was fined $1.75 million. What nonsense. Like, that is just so awful, misleading, and that's why it's called AI washing. They're just using AI to kind of sell their services. They're not using any AI whatsoever. They're just putting it on their website saying, we use AI to predict the future trends. And then people are like, oh wow, let's like buy this company, or let's use this company for doing our predictions. Another example of this is a building construction company saying on their website they use AI to help design the flow and speed up the materials delivery process, and they were not using AI at all. They just put that on their website to get up there in the search terms, which is kind of ridiculous anyway. I don't need my builder or my plasterer or the electrician to use AI in any way. I just need you to come and do the job. So why are we putting AI into everything? It's just false advertising, misleading stuff. And I do agree, if someone's saying they're using AI and they're not, it's just lying, isn't it? So we should fine them. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please It'd be really helpful for me if you just leave a review. So hit that star and just go for a 5-star rating, or just write a little review saying, love this podcast, gives me good stuff to talk about when I go dinner parties or at work at the water cooler. And my children have just come downstairs now, so they're sitting on my lap, so I'm going to go in a sec. But if you also like it, please just tell a friend about it in real life. I'd much rather you do that in real life than message them about it, because I think that's more powerful if you do that. So cheers, thanks, bye.